let's start with expectations. It's been a tough last several years for the Mets. They had the September collapses in 07 and 08, win totals in the 70s every season since. Sandy Alderson asked for a little bit of patience, which is in short supply in New York. How good are the chances this is the year Mets fans see their patience rewarded?
Well, a lot of it's going to have to do with how good you guys get, and I think there is a general sense that the Marlins are much improved. The Nationals, you know, I mean, obviously they're still the team you got to beat, but there just seems to be a kind of a crack in the foundation. I don't know how you feel about it, but whether it's Jason Worth injury or just the whole vibe there just doesn't seem quite correct. So I think the division is there, and frankly, I think the Marlins have done more than the Mets have to try to get themselves ready for that next step for right now. You know, Michael Kadire was a real nice signing. He'll certainly help. Matt Harvey coming back is the equivalent of Jose coming back for you guys. So, it's such a weird division to try to pick, especially on January, whatever this is. But, it's interesting to think that the Mets could be one of those teams. You're right. That just kind of catches that wave. If they're in it and close at the trade deadline, you know, I have to imagine finally the year they've got the payroll flexibility to go get that one missing piece, whatever that missing piece may end up being. But, to me, you throw Washington, Miami, and the Mets in a tumbler. I think Atlanta and Philly are definitely a distant fourth and fifth in the division this year.
Let's talk offense then. You mentioned the Kadire addition. At the start of the winter, they looked like they needed an outfield bat. They got that quickly. They struck early on Kadire. And the Mets need a shortstop. At the moment, they've still got Wilmer Flores, and they've still got Ruben Tejada. There was some talk that maybe Ben Zobrist had been an option, maybe Ian Desmond. There was the Troy Tulowitzki talk. Are they ready to go into the season with Flores and Tejada?
Yeah, it sure looks that way. I mean, something might come up that surprising. I mean, Desmond sure would have been surprising had they been able to pull that off. There's a lot of Met fans that are kind of going, really? You guys had a chance to steal Desmond and you didn't do it? But you know, Desmond's only under control for 1 year. And, you know, if it's going to cost you Noah Syndergaard and another really good prospect just to rent the shortstop for a year, I understand why they didn't necessarily want to do that. But, yeah, at some point they're going to need better than what Tejada's been given in the last few years. Flores has a bat that I think is a 17-homer, 68 RBI bat, and that's great, but the question is about his glove. So, it's funny. You guys have a Danny, and it's, you're very comfortable with the glove. You just wonder if he'll ever hit. And the Mets have the exact opposite problem with Flores.
Let's look at a couple other big bats in that lineup for the Mets. Lucas Duda, looks like they chose properly when they opted for Duda over Ike Davis last year. He had the big year, the 30-homer season. And Travis d'Arnaud finally took off in the second half behind the plate last year after a slow start. What's the confidence level both of them pick up where they left off last year?
I think very high. D'Arnaud, you're right, it took a while. It took a demotion, actually, to AAA to finally kind of get his mind right. He had a very strong second half. And the Davis trade to make room for Duda seemed backwards to a lot of Mets fans in May. But, you know, Ike Davis is now scrapping for a job, and Duda ended up actually third in the National League in home runs, of all things. So I think Duda, who's a very quiet guy, is confident that he can do this again, and I think d'Arnaud is as well.
Talking to Mets radio voice Josh Lewin. It's going to be fun, and I think these two teams, the Marlins and the Mets, have a lot in common heading into this season. It's going to be interesting to watch their two journeys over the course of 162.
No question. To me, those are the two most interesting teams in the division because they're mixing what's kind of on the way up with what's already there. They've got fan bases that are properly skeptical, and you know, they're just kind of waiting for that ignition switch to hit. And, if both teams hit the switch, that's great. It'll make for a lot of fun, a nice three-team race. If just one of our two teams hits that switch, it'll make for a fun year.